And we continue on our spring sports previews, and today we are with head coach Jake Nelson. He is the girls and boys head coach of track and field for Ainsworth. And coach, first of all, let's kind of talk a little bit about those individuals that are maybe coming back from your team. You had quite a few make it to the state track and field championships last year with some medals brought home. And let's first of all talk about some of those athletes that will be coming back.
Yeah, we had several athletes that not only made it but did well, and the ones that made it and didn't end up meddling, they were super close. So really looking forward to what we can get out of that. The returning medalists are Carter Nelson. He got first in the high jump, ended up tied for the all-class gold. He also qualified in the discus, and we look at hopefully getting a medal on that this year. Caitlin Nelson got second in the discus. She also qualified in the shot put, so hopefully we can get a little improvement there. Then one that I'm really looking forward to seeing the jump up this year is Ty Schleter. Got third in the 2 mile last year, and man, I think we're going to be pushing for a gold medal there as well. Other returning qualifiers are Caleb Allen, that made it in three events and was super close in two of them to making finals last year. And with the way he's running right now, I'm thinking we could be looking at making finals in all three. And that was both hurdles and the triple jump. Cameron Gucci made the long jump last year. And, you know, that was her first time in jumpers, first time. She looked around and saw all those people and found out that's what state's like. And I told her next year's your time. So we're looking to get a good mark from her this year. Catherine Kerrigan made it in the 2 mile, and I'm looking at her keeping up some success and maybe getting a medal. And then one that was just barely out of placing and also really close to our school record in the triple jump was Eden Raymond last year. So I'm looking at both the school record and medal in the triple jump for her. And we're also testing her out in long jump a little bit too, and that looked fairly decent yesterday. So.
All right, yeah, well, speaking of yesterday, we'll get to that in a little bit, indoor meet. But now let's talk a little bit about some of those youngsters that are coming back and the new crop of some youngsters coming in. Tell us a little bit about maybe who you have and maybe some numbers on both the girls and boys' side.
We've got kind of a spread out for experience. We got 11 seniors, 7 juniors, 8 sophomores, and 10 freshmen. So, you know, we've got good numbers kind of throughout. Hey, we're pretty even. I think we're about 18 girls, 17 boys, right around in there. And we got good experience, good upperclassmen that have had a lot of success, and a lot of young talent that we're looking to kind of hopefully start capitalizing on. I know one that I've been working with a lot with the distance runners is Emma Kennedy. I think she's going to get quite a few points for us this year. Getting her and Catherine running together and running against each other should really make each other improve quite a bit, I think. Some of the even experienced runners, one of our seniors, Tommy Ortner, he took 11 seconds off his mile yesterday, and that's just the first meet out this year. So really looking forward to what he can do. We've got a couple really young kids that are going to be, you know, they got some experience last year as sophomores, and I think they're going to start really showing up. Trey Appelt is going to be getting some good times in the mid-distance and distance runs. He had a nice mile for us yesterday and won his heat. And then on the girls' side, I think Saylin Young and obviously Cammy's going to do a lot of good things, but we're also getting Cheyenne Temple back this year, and she's been looking good now that she's healthy, and I think she's going to help out our sprints quite a bit. And then we got some freshmen coming in that I think they're going to make impacts right away. Yesterday, running on one of our relays, Owen Blumenstock ran a really nice 400, and I think by the end of the year he's going to run some nice 400s and some triple jump as well for us. And Preston Gucci ran some nice legs yesterday, also jumped a little bit and looked pretty decent. I'm seeing a lot of good things out of her so far. So we've got freshmen and sophomores that are really doing some things, and juniors and seniors that are just getting better. And so it's really, we're looking forward to it.
But for a Class C school, you're going to have some talent, but you're going to be kind of low on numbers. You know, with some of the youngsters that are going out, are you going to be able to fill each event, or are you going to be kind of short on some of those events?
I don't think we're going to be able to fill every event. We're going to have to pick and choose. We're going to be able to score in almost every event, I think. Last year it ended up being like girls would get a lot of mid-range, lower points, but we had a lot of scorers, and boys would have a few first or second places. So getting those 10 and 8 points, you know, getting several boys doing that. I think it's going to kind of even out a little bit more this year. I think girls are going to get some more of the first and seconds this year and get some more points that way. And boys, I think we're getting more depth that we're going to be able to add more of the fifth and sixth and fourth to add to our point total. So will we fill events? No, but we're going to be able to be competitive in almost everything.
Well, you were able to go ahead and participate in the Dan Lennon Invitational Indoor Meet at Vermilion, South Dakota. And you were able to see a couple of athletes perform well, as you mentioned here. Wasn't for sure quite what you're going to get coming up Friday at 1 o'clock. You're going to be outside, cold, windy day, a chance to kind of let everybody kind of showcase what they can do out there, as it's a relay-type event there, but a chance for you to get more than, you know, three people possibly in an event, just trying to get that situation figured out here. Tell us a little bit about the kids and their, you know, just trying to get outside with the weather being as windy and cold as it's been.
Yeah, it would be nice to have an indoor facility to work in every day like we were in yesterday. That was the nice thing, is we were able to just compete with no weather to worry about, and the kids went out and did an awesome job, and we got to run a couple of those relays that we don't run very often that we'll get to run again on Friday. So we got to get a little bit of an idea of, you know, how we can look in those. But it'll be trying to figure out, you know, who can do what event without being too close to each other, but still trying to fill as much as we can. You know, I was looking at it last night when we got back. It's like, man, this is going to be tough with our numbers and the kids we got. So we're going to have to leave a couple relays open so that we can perform better.
And those juniors did not participate in the Dan Lennon because they had the ACT test, which that trumps anything if you're a parent. Yes. For sure. But those juniors, this will be their first athletic competition.
Yeah, that'll be their first of the year. But, you know, they're a pretty good group that has got a lot of experience. They did well last year, and I look to them to just keep it going and step right in and fill in some of those spots to help, especially the girls' side, because we were missing, I think it was 5 girls yesterday. So that'll make a big difference on filling out relays.
Well, of course, the track season comes really quick, give you about 2 weeks to prepare before you hit your first meet, and then before you know it, you're off to district, and district track this year is in Atkinson once again, kind of a new facility, at least a little bit closer to home again on the district side of things.
Oh, that'll definitely be nice, you know, to only have to go 45 minutes rather than 2.5 hours, what we did the previous district. That's definitely an advantage for us. And it sounds like they were making some really nice improvements. So I'm looking forward to when we go over there for the invite to see how everything ended up.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you and your athletes best luck this year.
All right, thank you.
And that is Coach Jake Nelson, the head coach for the Ainsworth Bulldogs track and field team.